the inner and outer journey of Jiří Hanzelka. On the 24th of December 1920, a truly great journey commenced on Kotouč Hill. A son, Jiří, was born to Ferdinand Hanzelka, a test driver from the nearby Tatra factory. Although the family had only lived in Štramberk and Kopřivnice for a few years, their destinies would remain linked with Kopřivnice in the future. Jiří, together with Miroslav Zikmund, went on to form the legendary travelling duo Hanzelka and Zikmund, and spent a total of 9 years on two great journeys, during which they travelled through dozens of countries on 5 continents. They shared their travels with the public. They published 15 travelogues, 4 picture books, and 3 special reports. They shot 4 feature-length movies and dozens of short films, as well as almost 1,000 reportages. They completed both of their journeys in Tatra vehicles, the first, 1947 to 1950, in a Tatra 87 car, and the second, 1959 to 1964, in 2 Tatra 805 off-road trucks. Jiří Hanzelka also embarked on a fascinating inner journey. He took a keen interest in social affairs and was a staunch social democrat. In 1963, he joined the Communist Party of Czechoslovakia in support of the reform communists. By the time of the Prague Spring, he was even one of the nominees for president. In 1968, he supported Dubček and stood up against the Soviet occupation, meaning that he fell out of favor during the normalization period. He became an opponent of the regime, signed Charter 77, and was unable to hold a steady job for many years. He eventually had to take work as an orchardman. He did not achieve the recognition and honor he deserved until after the Velvet Revolution. In the nearby Tatra Museum, this famous native of Kopřivnice is commemorated by the Tatra 805 from Hanzelka and Zikmund's second expedition.